Aussie businesses reported over $14 million in losses to ScamWatch due to payment redirection scams last year. They're getting much, much worse this year. Joining me for a chat about it is ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard. Hi, Delia.
Hi, Jenny. Nice to be here. And I should say on that $14 million, that's just what was reported to ScamWatch.
Yeah.
When we look at what's reported to banks and not reported, etc., our guess is that figures probably are over 100 million, and around the world, there literally has been over $1 billion lost to this particular scam. It is big money for them.
So what is a payment redirection scam?
Look, it takes a number of versions, but let's say you're a manufacturer and you buy widgets from this company. What happens is the scammer, as general, hacks into their email system so that they can, I guess, called hijack the invoice that the widget maker is sending to the manufacturer and say, oh, look, we've had a change of payment details, please pay to here. This is the most common scenario. So manufacturer sends off the money and then discovers that it hasn't in fact gone to their supplier and that they still owe the money. We're seeing it happening all the time, for instance, with local volunteer clubs, you know, with soccer clubs where you've got a part-time treasurer who may not be across all the particular entities that the club's dealing with. And we're also seeing it where the scammers pretend to be the CEO of a company or someone senior and they're travelling and they get in contact with a junior accounts person and say, oh, look, there's this business thing and I need this money urgently. Can you wire it to this particular, send it to this particular address? And, of course, it's being sent straight to the scammer.
Oh, dear. And urgency often gets people, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah. And they do like to deal with junior accounts people, new people, where people just don't have the experience necessarily to recognise when something looks wrong.
So what should you keep an eye out for? How can you recognise? Because they're getting more and more sophisticated with these sorts of scams.
Look, they are getting more and more sophisticated. Always look closely at the email address because sometimes they spoof an email address, so it looks like the real thing, but it might be that a 1 is used instead of an L or something like that. So look at that carefully, and that can be a clue. But I think the best thing you can do, and most important, is always check payment details against previous invoices and use a second reliable mode of communication. So if they've asked you to change accounts, go back to when you first set the account up, find a phone number or email address that's not the one in the communication. Contact the supplier and say, did this come for you or is it a scam? So doing those kind of checks before you pay any bills, I think, is becoming increasingly important. And I know it's a pain and it makes everything last longer, but it's a hell of a lot better than, you know, sending large amounts of money to a scammer and still being left with a debt.
Yeah, the Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Dini Sulio, often says, just go back to the source. Always go back to the source when there's some kind of scam, especially if you're put in a difficult position and you're worried or there's urgency or you supposedly owe money. Always just checking with the original people is such a good way to go, isn't it?
Oh, look, it really is. And we see this happening with housing deposits. We're increasingly seeing it with people's salaries. So if you're running payroll and somebody asks you to move to a new account, I would be calling them and checking them.
If someone has lost money to one of these kinds of scams, is there anything that they can do?
Well, the first thing you should do, the absolute second you realise there might be something wrong, is to contact the bank and see if they can stop the payment or get the money back in some way. It will be rare that they can, but there are some instances. It's important to report to reportcyber.gov.au, who are doing work in this area, and we always ask them to people to let ScamWatch know. But, the best protection is not to make the payment because it is very difficult to get the money back and it's the exception rather than the rule.
ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard is with me. Hey, I'd love to ask you about something else, if you wouldn't mind. The one of our local events, the Meadows 4-day Easter Fair, they've put out a warning on Facebook not to buy unsolicited tickets to their event. They've got a free event this weekend, right? And there are screenshots on the Adelaide Hills Chat Facebook group of a scammer attempting to sell electronic tickets to a member of the public. $40 a ticket for something that's free. Do you see these sorts of things all the time on Facebook?
Look, not all the time, but we certainly get complaints about things like this. Hopefully the local police will be onto it. It does sound like it might actually be a local scammer, that one. Though I don't know that for sure. but no, just outrageous.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess the way they get you is you just, you know, maybe just thinking, oh, this person seems to be legit.
Look, and I think also at the moment, we're all used to having to book for occasions you just used to walk into because of COVID and limited numbers. And depending on what other publicity you've seen, you might think, oh, well, that's what it is these days. So it's hard, and again, I'm just channeling Ginny. You know, go and find the web page for it, check what it says there, don't just automatically pay something.
And it's hard, isn't it, to crack down on scammers, because they could be anywhere in the world and they've got the sort of anonymity of the internet.
Look, I think that's exactly right, and most of them are overseas, but we certainly do have our own homegrown scammers, and it's been noticeable to me that police forces are putting more resources into catching scammers, the local ones, including the South Australian Police, who've done some good work in this area. So I think that's really encouraging, but, you know, the reality is most of these scams are organised crime, big multi-million dollar businesses. They are operating across pretty much every continent, and catching them is incredibly resource intensive and difficult. So certainly somewhere like the ACCC, we've sort of refocused the way we look at it and focusing on disruption. So we've been working with the telcos to provide numbers to them that scammers are using so they can block calls. And I think the Minister for Communication announced today that over 55 million calls have been blocked in the last 3 months, I think it is. And we've been working with the banks and giving them, you know, the accounts where scammers' money is going to so that they can take action. So there's a lot of disruption work we can take that hopefully will at least minimise the harm from these scams, even though I don't think we can confidently predict stopping it altogether.
Oh, well, that is encouraging, at least, that there is some work in that space. And, yeah, head along to the ScamWatch website. You can also find out how to make a report there and get help. And I really appreciate your time today, Delia Rickard. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for covering it, Jenny. Nice to talk.